19th. This will be a meeting of Ambassador Philip D. Sanchez Public Charter School. Shelley, could you please read the meeting logistics, please?
Yes, sir. This meeting is held in compliance with Assembly Bill 361, which allows flexibility in Brown Act teleconferencing procedures as addressed by the board under Agenda Item 1E. The public is encouraged to participate in the meeting telephonically by dialing the conference line listed on the posted agenda. The public may submit written comments to the board by emailing publiccomments@ambsanchezcharter2.org. The public may also provide comments telephonically during the public comment section of the meeting agenda. Reasonable accommodations will be provided for any individual with a disability.
Thank you so much. I'll call this meeting to order of the Ambassador Philip Sanchez Public Charter, October 19th at 2:21. Could you please call the roll, please?
Arthur Rennie.
Here.
Julie Kaitjes.
Here.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Here.
And Philip Lien.
Here.
We have a quorum established. Thank you. Philip, could you please lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance?
I sure can. Please join me as we say the Pledge of Allegiance. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, Philip. We'll move into staff introductions, starting with corporate.
Good afternoon, President Rennie. This is Jeff Martineau, Vice President, Charter Relations, to report that Jared Vincent and Jeff Brown will not be attending this afternoon's board meeting due to prior commitments. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other staff that may be on this call?
Afternoon, Sally Haynes, Area Superintendent here.
Anyone else out there? If not, Legal Department.
Yes, good afternoon. Bill Thompson, attorney for the school.
Thank you, Mr. Thompson. We need to approve the agenda for this October 19th meeting. I'll need a motion to that effect.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi. I so moved.
Julie Kaitjes, I second the motion.
It's been moved and seconded. Any discussion, additions to the agenda? If not, could you call the roll, Shelley?
Yes, sir. Arthur Rennie.
Aye.
Julie Kaitjes.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Aye.
And Philip Lien.
Aye.
Thank you, board. Motion passes unanimously. Moving to item two, public comment. Shelley?
At this time, members of the public may address the board on any item within the subject matter jurisdiction of the board, whether or not the item is on the agenda, by dialing the teleconference line listed on the posted agenda. The time allotted per presentation will not exceed 3 minutes, except in the case where a member of the public utilizes a translator, in which case the time allotted will not exceed 6 minutes. In accordance with the Brown Act, no action may occur at this time, but it is the board's prerogative to hold a brief discussion, provide information to the board, provide direction to staff, or schedule the matter for a future meeting.
Thank you. Are there any members of the public that are telephonically entering this meeting? If not, Shelley, has anyone contacted us that wants to speak before the meeting?
Hi, this is Shelley Sands from the Charter Affairs team, here to report that there were no members of the public who submitted written comment or have requested to speak.
Thank you so much. We're now going to move into item three, which is action item. The board will be asked to review and approve compensation for the chief executive officer, a summary of the recommendation of legal counsel for the salary and benefits package for Jeff Brown starting November 1st, 2022, is $5,304 per year. Is there any discussion by the board? Hearing none, do I have a motion to approve the compensation of Jeff Brown, Chief Executive Officer?
Julie Kaitis, I so move.
Second, Philip Leon.
Been moved and seconded to accept the recommendation by legal counsel for the salary and benefits package for Jeff Brown. Shelley, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Arthur Rennie.
Aye.
Julie Kaitis.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Aye.
And Philip Leon.
Aye.
Thank you so much. Motion passes unanimously. We'll move to item number four, corporate officer board members' observations and comments. Hearing none, we'll move to item five. Let me announce the next regular board meeting is November 10th at 12:30 p.m. I now entertain a motion to adjourn this meeting.
This is Jackie Giacomazzi. I so move.
Julie Kaitis, second.
We move in second to adjourn. Shelley, could you call the roll, please?
Yes, sir. Arthur Rennie.
Aye.
Julie Kaitis.
Aye.
Jacqueline Giacomazzi.
Aye.
And Philip Leon.
Aye.
Thank you, board. Motion passed unanimously. We'll see you at the November 10th meeting.